It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
Have you ever had a good relationship evaporate? I had a good friend in high school, and we lost touch gradually. I studied to become a lawyer, he trained as a police officer, and we ended up living in different cities. Years later, we reconnected. We were friendly toward each other, but something was gone. We'd been disconnected too long. We could have revived and nurtured the old relationship, but we didn't. Now, let me ask you, how's your relationship with God? For many of us, the experience of God's companionship has faded. Some of us actually have never known God at all. We only know about God in the same way we know about Queen Elizabeth II or the President or Prime Minister of our respective countries. It's not that we don't want to be closer to God, it's just that there's a disconnect between our desire for God and our experience of God. Here are five causes of disconnection, five reasons relationships disintegrate, including our relationship with God. Number one, are you disconnected because you're looking for the wrong thing? For many people, the word God is made of silly putty. It is twisted to mean anything they want or nothing at all. I've spoken about this before, and you can listen again by going to the Living Theology page for this radio station and clicking on podcast number 18, titled My Favorite Idol. Eugene Peterson put it well when he wrote that God has revealed himself as Jesus Christ, and this name, Jesus Christ, quote, gathers all the diffused vagueness into a tight, clear, light-filled focus, end quote. So, are you disconnected because you're looking for the wrong thing? Two, possibly one of you is not present or doesn't listen to the other. For instance, when the other person is speaking, you're not there. Your mind is thinking about what you want to say. It's a classic situation of one person wanting an audience, not a friend. And we'll examine that problem in the next podcast. Are you present to the other person? Number three, maybe you have wrong expectations or no expectations of the other person. In a healthy relationship, there are wholesome expectations of who the other person is and how he or she relates to you. For example, you expect to be able to trust the other person. If we don't have expectations, aren't we saying there's nothing of value in this relationship? Number four, in some cases, one party is unresponsive. Perhaps you leave messages and there's never a reply. You are always the one making the effort, taking the initiative. It's never reciprocated. In normal situations, this indicates there is no real friendship. And number five, many relationships weaken and crumble because the parties don't spend enough time together. This could be due to distance, busyness, different priorities. Whatever the reason, if people don't spend time with each other, they become detached physically and emotionally. So, are you looking for the wrong thing? Are you present to the other person? Maybe you have the wrong expectations. Perhaps the other person is unresponsive. And perhaps you don't spend enough time together, all of which lead to the disintegration of a good relationship. Now, here's another question. Do you want to know God better? Some people say no. I'm not interested in knowing God better or at all. Some are unaware that they can grow in their experience of a real and vital relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And some have the desire to grow in this intimacy, but don't know how. At this point, let me quote two texts from the Bible. The first is from the prayer of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 17 and verse 3. And as he prays, he says to the Father, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So eternal life is defined in terms of knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ. So eternal life is not simply about life that is eternal or unending. Eternal life is a quality of life that is shared with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Sometime later, John supplements what he recorded in John 17 in his first epistle. In the opening words of 1 John, he writes, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. Now, John is relating his experience and that of the other apostles concerning Jesus Christ. They heard him, they saw him, they watched him intently, and they touched him. Jesus Christ is the word of life. Life is the essence of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the essence of life. John then continues in 1 John chapter 1, verse 2, the life that is Jesus Christ, appeared. We have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. This is not simply about having your sins forgiven, as important as that is. John and the other apostles are saying that when you have eternal life, you have fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. He is proclaiming, he is shouting it out to all who want to hear, that through Jesus Christ, we are invited to have fellowship with them, the fellowship that is the intimate and eternal relationship of the Father and the Son. So why do we have this disconnect between our desire for God and our experience of God? I'll switch to Peter. In his last epistle, 2 Peter chapter 3, in his last verse, verse 18, he says, and these are words of encouragement, it's a plea, it's a prayer. He says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So we can grow in this grace and grow in this knowledge of both God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. We can move toward greater intimacy, a greater connection between our desire for God and our experience of God. I appreciate that I'm making some broad statements and raising more questions than answers here, but that is a place we must start, by acknowledging the disconnect between desire for God and experience of God revealed as Jesus Christ. For now, let me introduce a basic inventory that will help you begin to move toward a greater intimacy of our God. I encourage you to take time in a quiet place to reflect on the quality of your relationship with God, as revealed as Jesus Christ. As you ask yourself the following questions, write or draw pictures of your candid responses. First, on a scale of 0 to 10, how do you rate your relationship with God? And what are your reasons for this rating? 2. Do you have an emptiness or a longing for God? Describe it in words or by a picture. 3. Reflect on each of the 5 causes we've just been through. Causes for the disintegration or the fading away of a relationship. For example, how do you listen to God? Are you present? What are some of the recent things you have heard from Him? Make a list of your expectations of God. How would God meet these expectations? How does God respond to you? How do you respond to Him? How do you spend time together with God? Describe an experience with God in the recent past that was memorable to you. In the next posts, I'll introduce 5 ways in which you can strengthen the connection between your desire for God and your experience of God.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.